can. Tell me about your character, please.
Oh, that's Fagin. Oh, he's actually a lovable chap, but problem is, he's been brought up in a really bad section of town, had a very difficult childhood, don't you know? And so, you know, he's trying to make his way in this weary world just like the rest of us. And, well, he does what he needs to. He takes care of all his kids, loves them like a father, he does, yeah. He teaches them how to, well, make their way too, you know, by picking a pucker or two. And, you know, he takes care of them by giving them victuals and all, fresh cup of gin every day for them. And the boys really appreciate that.
Although, as in Oliver Twist, he probably kind of makes out okay as far as making little money off these kids, right?
Well, for a while, although, well, I don't want to give away the ending, but it turns out crime pays for a little while, but eventually it all catches up with you, don't it?
What would Fagin have to say about a Dickens Christmas?
About a Dickens Christmas? Oh, Fagin would say, oh, come along, bring lots of money in your bags for shopping. And maybe Fagin might have a little bobber or two to settle for you, to put under the tree for you. And be careful, because you want to watch yourself. There's thieves about here, you know. So be careful.
What does Fagin have to offer that I might want to buy for my tree?
For your tree? Oh, well, we've got this lovely little ornament. It's like a clock. It doesn't have hands on it, so you've got all the time in the world. The hands bloody fell off, don't you know? So, yeah, you're not a slave to some schedule or anything. You've got whatever time you want it to be. It's right there on your tree.
Fagin, what has been your absolute best Dickens Christmas moment being a part of this?
Oh, well, it's tough to say. There are a lot of them, you know, dearie. One of them that really stands out, though, is when we came in and we were supposed to sing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. That's a good, proper 19th century carol, don't you know? But for some reason, we forgot, and we went in singing Jingle Bell Rock. You know, Mr. Dickens didn't quite appreciate that, but we had a good time.
How did Mr. Dickens react?
Oh, he shushed us out of the theater right quick, actually.
I'm guessing that was not exactly in his actor's program.
It was not scripted, that's correct.
What did you sing the next time you came in?
We went back to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. He whipped us into shape, he did.
I really wouldn't like to cross Mr. Dickens. I understand that he's kind of perfectionist.
Certainly he is, and you don't want to get on his bad side, that's for sure.
What else can you tell me about Mr. Dickens's character?
He's quite versatile. You know that fella over there who does Dickens? He really knows his stuff, but like I say, you've got to be careful, because if you don't do your part right, well, he'll have your head on a platter, he will.
And finally, Fagin, what has been your all-time favorite memory of doing this performance?
Oh, that's tough. Although, I got to perform with me daughter. She was playing the part of Estella. Oh, it was quite dear. And she actually performed this with this lovely lady right here, Miss Havisham. She did a lovely job, didn't she, though?
Oh, it was lovely. Very lovely, my dear ward Estella. I love her dearly. I teach her daily on how to hurt men and break their hearts.
And why do you do that, Miss Havisham?
Well, Miss Havisham has had quite a life. She was left 26 years ago on her wedding day by her love that he was not going to show up. He had left her a letter of reprobate and said, I will not be here, we will not be married. And so since that day, she has never left her wedding dress. She has not touched the cake on her wedding table. And she sits very, very lonely, wishing that she could hurt any man in sight and break their heart.
And as that is going through her mind, Estella is right there for her to use as a tool, is that correct?
Oh, yes. She has spent many days teaching Estella on how to do that very, very perfectly. And Estella follows her around, and we go through the day looking at different men and how to break their heart and question them and then let them down greatly.
What kind of a grade would you give your pupil Estella on how to break men's hearts?
Oh, she definitely gets an A+.
Miss Havisham, what would you have to say about a Dickens Christmas and what it's like over here?
It's a lovely day. The people come here and get to do all sorts of printing and having a lovely English lunch of bangers and gingerbread and punch. And it's just such an opportunity for Miss Havisham to simply just tell everyone off.
What's her costume like that she wears when she tells people off?
She's in a lovely wedding dress, although the dress is covered in horrible little spiders because she's been sitting for 26 years in it.
That must add to the wedding lace.
Oh, yes, it does. Indeed.
What's one of your all-time favorite memories relating to doing Dickens' Christmas here as Miss Havisham?
My all-time favorite memory is joining the rest of the cast, as Fagin said before, and joining in the Christmas carol with Dickens and singing all together. It's quite lovely.
I asked Fagin before about Dickens. What are your impressions of the gentleman?
Well, on a good day, be careful. He's a lovely gentleman, but he does have his ways.
Thank you very much. And finally, what do you think about a Dickens Christmas? What would be anything you would tell people about the Christmas that's going to be happening this year?
Well, what I have to say is when you walk through the doors of the International Printing Museum on Dickens Day, you are transported to the time of Dickens, and it is lovely with the sounds and the smells, the carols in the background, and the lovely Dickens characters walking about. It's just a lovely, lovely day.
Thank you very much for your time.